This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. High-ranking U.S. and Israeli delegations flew from Israel Monday for a visit to Abu Dhabi, the first ever commercial flight from Israel to the United Arab Emirates. AP correspondent Joseph Krauss reports the flight marks the implementation of a historic U.S. brokered deal between the two nations.
This is the first direct commercial flight that's ever been held between Israel and the United Arab Emirates. And so it's a major step towards those two countries normalizing relations. They agreed to normalize relations in a U.S. brokered deal earlier this month. So it's, of course, being welcomed by Israelis as a major breakthrough in relations with other Arab countries around the region.
The United Arab Emirates will become the third Arab nation to have normalized relations with Israel after Egypt and Jordan. Sudanese leaders and rebel commanders agreed on Monday to a historic peace deal, a crucial first step towards ending 17 years of conflict. This according to an AFP correspondent. Leaders of the Sudan Revolutionary Front, an umbrella organization of rebel groups from the western region of Darfur and the southern states of South Kordofan and Blue Nile, raised their fists in celebration after inking the deal. The agreement struck in the capital of neighboring South Sudan was initialed and not signed as a way to leave the door open for two key holdout rebel groups to join in a final agreement. A Lebanese diplomat has been appointed to form a new government in crisis-hit Lebanon after winning the backing of major political parties. President Michel Aoun asked Lebanon's ambassador to Germany, Mustafa Adib, to form a new government after he secured 90 votes in the 128-member parliament. His appointment comes weeks after a devastating explosion in Beirut. This is VOA News.